Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I love those words at the beginning of Paul's letter to the Philippians, and they have always been true for me in my work here with you all at All Saints. On Wednesday morning, about a dozen of us were gathered here in the library, and Pat Moore Kelly, who was leading our Bible study, said, "What would Paul be thankful for about our ministry together here at All Saints?" So responses came: our welcoming attitude, our outreach, especially Family Promise and the advocacy that we do, our quilting and the food that we gather for people, the people who go to Roadrunner. We also thought Paul would be proud of us for hanging in there during COVID, for learning and using new technology to stay connected and to keep sharing the gospel. We continued to have an amazing conversation about these verses from Philippians and about All Saints and about how we can invite the Holy Spirit to guide our ministry together. I was so touched by the conversation that I decided to change the reading for today from the planned Galatians reading to these verses so that I could share this with all of you. These verses from Philippians have been on my mind in recent weeks because they provide the theme for our church becoming effort. Church becoming is an attempt to take stock of where we are in our ministry as we transition out of the year of limitations and restrictions of COVID-19 and begin to look at what is next for All Saints. Before making any big ministry decisions, the council and I want to hear from you, from each one of you, about the ministry of this congregation. What are the things we're doing really well? What are the things that you most value about our ministry together? What needs are not being met? What are we just missing? We're inviting each one of you, members of the church and not yet members who have been worshiping with us and would like to be part of the conversation, to come together in groups to talk about these questions. We hope that in your discussion together, you might encourage one another and dream together about what All Saints might be and do as we move into the future. So let's look at these verses from Philippians and how they inform our work and our understanding of ministry together. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying for all of you because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best. We begin with gratitude. I thank my God. Each one of us identifying and talking about what we're grateful for in this community of All Saints, the work that we do together to share the good news of Jesus with one another and with other people who need to hear about God's love. Then we move to our shared confidence that God has indeed begun a good work, many good works here at All Saints. We believe the Spirit of God is at work in the ministry that we do through the church and in the ministry that each of us does in all aspects of our lives, bearing witness to the love and grace of God. We believe God has more in store for us and that God will call us to grow in the ministries we're already doing and in ministries we have not yet dreamed of. Finally, we pray that God will increase our love so that it will overflow into the community around us. What I love in this particular verse is how Paul prays for love to overflow, and that love leads to insight and knowledge. And all of that insight and knowledge, and especially love, lead to knowing what is best. So this is our process for church becoming. We want to listen prayerfully and with love to all of you, to one another. Together, we trust that insight will emerge about the next right steps for this church. Probably not a whole roadmap, not a strategic plan with pages of goals and outcomes, but a few next steps that will take us on the path the Holy Spirit is laying out for us. The focus on the Holy Spirit here is key. Along with listening to all of you, our council and our Church Becoming Task Force are working at how to listen to the Holy Spirit. The council and some of the small groups here at church are reading together a book called Sailboat Church by Pastor Joan S. Gray. The book lays out two ways that we can do the work of the church. One way, probably the most common way, what we're most used to, is for us to choose a ministry direction and then row really hard to get there. We're pretty comfortable with this way because even though the rowing is a lot of work, we get to stay in control. But Pastor Gray says there is another way that this ship of the church can move. By lifting a sail and waiting on the work of the Holy Spirit to move us. Now, before you get too anxious, this doesn't mean that we're going to sit around waiting for something to happen. This is more of an Advent waiting, an active waiting, a waiting filled with listening to scripture, to one another, to God in prayer, and to the needs of the community around us. Where could our gifts and resources as a church meet the needs of our neighbors? Where is the Holy Spirit, who is at work already in this community around us, inviting us to join in healing and caring for our neighborhood and our world? In this model, we still work at ministry, but Pastor Gray contends the work is filled with energy and joy and opening doors and connecting lives because the work is in partnership with the Spirit of Jesus. So, one of the things we talked about at Bible study on Wednesday is that we Lutherans are not always comfortable talking about the Holy Spirit. We are a little bit nervous about people speaking in tongues and other such ecstatic expressions of the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a gift of God, the Spirit of Jesus sent to encourage and empower his followers. As Jesus was preparing to leave his disciples at the ascension, he said to them, "I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." So the disciples waited together in Jerusalem until the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came with wind and noise and tongues of fire and sent them out to share the good news of Jesus. At our next service outside this morning, we're going to be blessed by the baptism of Kobe Amundsen. After I baptize him with water, I will bless him and then mark his forehead with a cross and say, "You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit." Since the earliest days of the church, Christians have recognized that in baptism, each one of us is not only welcomed into the communion of all God's people and promised forgiveness of sin and eternal life, but also is given the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus dwells in us, my friends. She gives breath to all living things. She empowers us for ministry. She is active in the world, working for the healing and wholeness of all God's beloved creation. Kobe's baptism is a reminder for us that the church is living and growing, and God's people will continue to do the work of care and justice and peacemaking and love. As we journey together in this little corner of Albuquerque, may our love overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help us determine how best to follow Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.